It's Monday, September 15th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That was a band from Ontario, Canada, called Kushik. The song was called Lying in the Sun, and it's from an album called Out My Window. You know, Kushik consistently listed everywhere as a hip-hop band. I'm not quite sure I accept that classification, though I will say that Lying in the Sun, the song I just played, not necessarily the most representative song on the album. It does remind me of a band also from Canada called the Russian Futurists, who I love and play as often as they release anything. And you know, you can do worse. So if you liked that song, maybe check out the rest of the record, see if it grows on you, even though it doesn't all sound exactly like that song. And see what you think. All right, before I go any further, how about a brief program note? The Sounds in My Head has two different RSS feeds, which you can subscribe to in order to retrieve it in your podcast aggregator like iTunes. One of the feeds is a relatively new one. I've only had it for like a year or so. and it's in the iTunes music store. You can search for The Sounds of My Head, subscribe to the podcast within the store, etc. That's one RSS feed, and it's been fine. There's some problems with it, but it's mostly a normal standard RSS feed, no problems. The other Sounds of My Head RSS feed is one that's been around a lot longer. It's been around since the beginning of the second season, back in 2005. And it's a feed that you get from my website. It's thesoundsofmyhead.com/rss.xml. And that feed, for the last couple months, it's worked, but what it does is the date has been wrong for all the episodes. And so all the episodes that have been new have been appearing at the very, very bottom of the list, out of order. And it's been really irritating. And a lot of people have emailed me about it. I've known it's a problem. I've been trying to fix it and failing for months, and it's been driving me nuts. So recently, a longtime listener of the show named Felix from Cologne, Germany, sent me an email about this problem, which I, you know, emailed him back. I'm aware, I can't fix it, I suck, you know, whatever. And he offered to help me fix it, which he did very successfully. So within just like, I don't know, it seemed like 10 minutes, he just like went in and typity-pokity and boom, everything worked correctly. I don't know how he did it. He's a miracle worker. He's my new hero. So as a hats off to Felix in Germany, I'm going to play a band from Germany. They're called Jeans Team, and they're from Berlin, not Cologne, sorry. And they're pretty good. I don't know if Felix likes them, but hey, maybe he does. And if he does, you know, check it out, Felix. This one's for you. All right, Jeans Team. I can't really pronounce any of it. The song, I believe, is called La Tente, or something, La Tente. I don't know. It's from an album called Kopf Off, the US Tour Edition. And it features Stereo Total, also from Germany, also Sounds of My Head favorite. I play them a lot. So check it out, Jeans Team featuring Stereo Total from Germany, as a little hats off to Felix for helping me fix my show's RSS feed. Check it out right now on The Sounds of My Head. Par un voyage sur la terre vers un autre pays qui te plaît, vers d'autres paysages au-delà de la mer. Rien ne te retient ici. Pas de Dieu, pas de patrie, pas de travail, pas de fric, pas de Dieu, pas de patrie, pas de travail, pas de fric. Cette ville, tu dois t'enfuir et tu verras, tu te transformeras dans tous ces pays. Pas de Dieu, pas de patrie, pas de travail, pas de fric. We'll be right back.
Of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as the GOP's vice presidential nominee is earning rave reviews from at least one analyst with a head like a lump of unbaked bread dough.
She's a populist. She's an economic and a social conservative. She's a reformer. She's a former mayor. She's the mayor, I think, of the second largest city in Alaska before she ran for governor.
Karl Rove is very impressed with Governor Palin's experience as mayor of a city with 9,000 people in it. I imagine he was equally impressed last month when Tim Kaine, former mayor of Richmond, population 200,000, former lieutenant governor of Virginia, and now current Virginia governor, was on Barack Obama's vice presidential shortlist.
He's been a governor for 3 years. He was mayor of the 105th largest city in America. And again, with all due respect, Richmond, Virginia, it's smaller than Chula Vista, California, Aurora, Colorado, Mesa or Gilbert, Arizona, North Las Vegas or Henderson, Nevada. It's not a big town. So if he were to pick Governor Kaine, it would be an intensely political choice where he said, you know what, I'm really not first and foremost concerned with, is this person capable of being president of the United States?
Karl Rove appears bitterly divided on the experience issue.
Thank you.
is running on the idea of change. What would Republicans run on to counter that?
We have a prescription for every American who wants change.
You want something to change.
Our nominee doesn't run with the Washington herd.
John McCain will bring about the change.
So for the Americans who believe this country has been on the wrong track for the last 8 years, I'm looking at you, 80% of you. You're right. It's just you've mistakenly put the blame for that at the foot of the government that was in charge. You won't believe whose fault it's actually been.
We need change, all right. Change from a liberal Washington to a conservative Washington.
The current do-nothing Senate.
The elite media. The Times and the Post.
Reporters and commentators.
The Eastern elite.
Hollywood celebrities.
European ideas.
San Francisco.
Pictures of the man from God. I hope his cassock's clean. Mudn't have been a holy fellows. Your halo better gleam, better gleam. What of all those wayward priests, the ones who like to drink? Do you suppose they swap the blood for wine, like you swap yours for ink? You wrote me, oh, so many letters, and all of them seem true. Promises look good on paper, especially from you. The weight of all those willing words I carried all alone. You wouldn't put your pen to bed when we hadn't found our own. Sentences rose high at night and circle round my head. The circle's since been broken, like the priest before me is breaking bread. I'm being asked to drink the blood of Christ, and soon I'll eat his flesh. I'm alone again before the altar, shedding all my old regrets. The last of which I'll tell you now, as it flies down the sink. I never knew a part of you you didn't set in ink. The letters that you left behind no longer shall I read. Blood's between the pages, and I can't stand to see you bleed. Dust. All that's left is a song I've sung, the breath I've taken and the one I must. If you're born with a love for the rote and the writ, people of letters, your warning stands clear. Pay heed to your heart and not to your wit. Don't say in a letter what you can't in my ear.
To two songs by London's own Johnny Flynn. We just heard The Box, followed by The Rote and The Writ. They're from his newest album called Alarum, and they're very good songs, and the album itself is very good. If you like those two songs, you're going to like everything on Alarum, because those sound just like everything else on it, and they're all very good, and I like it a lot. It's really good stuff. So Johnny Flynn, check him out. And if you're interested, he's playing tonight at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York City, and he's playing with a friend of his named Laura Marling, who, incidentally, I was just recommended I should listen to by another longtime listener of the Sounds of My Head. Sent me an email, Graham from the UK, sent me an email. He said, check out Laura Marling. You know, she sometimes plays with Noan the Whale, and she's great. And he was totally right. She is great. And in addition to playing with Noan the Whale sometimes, the lead singer of Noan the Whale produced her newest album, Alas, I Cannot Swim, which is what we're going to hear two songs from right now, Tap at My Window and You're No God. We're going to hear them right now in the Sounds of My Head. And if you're interested, maybe go see Laura Marling tonight with Johnny Flynn at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York City, if you're around. I think I might do the same. I haven't got my tickets yet, but I think I might do that. So that'll be a pretty good show. So check it out, Laura Marling, where else but on the Sounds of My Head.
He taps at my window, willing that I let him in. I don't think I will though, my heart's taken, I won't tell him again. Maybe I'll write him a story and maybe I'll fall asleep in his arms. Maybe I'll wake up lonely and falling away again. And until you calm me down, I race around this town, trying to find, oh, an emotion you cannot deny. Now we'll not have him treat me this way. And mother, I blame you, the every inch of the being you gave. For I have become you, and I know every part of your game. Father, I love you, but how can you watch as I push her away? I cannot forgive you for bringing me up this way. Maybe I'll write them a story and maybe I'll fall asleep in his arms. Maybe I'll wake up lonely and falling away again. Till you calm me down, race around this town. Till you calm me down, race around this town, trying to find. Tap at my window, maybe I might let you in. I don't think I will though, my heart's taken, I won't tell you again.
What did you think of Sarah Palin's speech?
I loved it!
Now why is that?
Well, I love her. I mean, I love the hockey mom, I love the pregnant daughter, the gum-chewing boyfriend, the whole package. It's real. It's real.
But the whole it's real thing, I mean, aren't we all real? I mean, Barack Obama raised by a single parent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Hawaii. Hey, hey, hey. No. I want a leader I can relate to who's like me or worse. I mean, hey. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I drive too fast. I can be quick to anger. I love the taste of liquor. I'm not too bright. I knocked up my high school girlfriend. Knocked up my high school gym teacher. I wrecked a lot of cars.
Rob, you don't really have
to. No, please, let me. I eat a lot of mayonnaise out of the container. I got like 20 kids. Slag, truck, quandary, glunk. Chud, Turnip, Rockhammer.
Wait, Rob, you have a son named Rockhammer?
Daughter, John, daughter. I huff paint in a shed behind my house. Can't read. I owe thousands of dollars in gambling debts. I got six toes on my right foot. Who knew I was qualified to run this country?
Mom thinks that you're sad and that you're living alone. And your friends think if you're sad, you should call them more. But the truth is that you never needed someone to comfort you. Or you've never needed someone to comfort you. Just like the rest of human race, till I fall into my place. Just like the rest of human race, till I'm laid into my final resting place. Just like the rest of human race, you've done it without complaining all the way.
The main thrust of John McCain's message.
We have to change the way we do business in Washington.
That's funny. I think I remember another guy with a very similar message. Right?
The change we need doesn't come from Washington. Change comes to Washington.
No, not that guy.
I want to change the tone of Washington.
That's the guy! I remember that!
How did that work out? I'm sure the change that John McCain wants to bring is very different from the change George Bush wanted to bring.
I will lead our nation toward a culture that values life.
A culture of life.
When a school district receives federal funds to teach poor children, we expect them to learn.
We need to shake up failed school bureaucracies with competition. We believe in low taxes.
So we will reduce tax rates.
I'll ask Democrats and independents to serve with me.
I work with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
And I won't care who gets the credit.
I don't deserve all the credit.
Let's try sharing it.
I'm grateful for Senator John McCain.
To the President of the United States.
Things are really gonna be different now.
We'll be right back.
That song was called Falcon Jab. It was by Brooklyn's own Ratatat, and it's from their third album called LP3. And Falcon Jab is perhaps the most similar to Wildcat off their last album as anything, but it's still a really great song, and the whole album is very good in its own right, and I'm always a big fan of Ratatat. I've always made a point to play them on the show whenever they've come out with a new record. I like them because, you know, they're just like, we make instrumental music. That's it. That's what we do. And it's always really cool. It's not like, you know, soundtracky. It's just cool music, but there just doesn't happen to be any singing. And I applaud them for that. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Chairlift, also from Brooklyn, New York. They have an album called Does You Inspire You? And I have a feeling it's going to sell pretty well because one of the songs from it was featured in the new iPod Nano ad, and it's a really great song. I don't know who, you know, if Apple chooses or their ad agency or, you know, whoever chooses the music for those iPod ads does a very good job, typically. And this newest iPod Nano ad, no exception, because Chairlift, good stuff. So we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Evident Utensil, followed by Bruises. And Bruises is the song from the new iPod ad. So you're going to like these two songs. And if you like them, you should check out the rest of the record, even if it's hard to say what it sounds like, because it's kind of all over the map. But it's pretty good stuff. So check out Chairlift with Evident Utensil and Bruises, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
The most evident utensil is none other than a pencil, and not a multicolored stencil, nor a camera and crew. How high must I try?
How high must I try?
How high must I try for you?
Just because you live in the middle of nowhere doesn't make you more authentic than me. It just means you have a much longer drive to the airport. Now, ever since Sarah Palin came along, this election has been falsely framed as a contest between salt-of-the-earth, small-time maverick Westerners and snooty Eastern elites. You know, there's people who go to church on Sunday, and there's people who go to brunch. And listen to Mitt Romney from the same convention. He said, if America really wants change, it's time to look for the sun in the west, because it's about to rise and shine from Arizona and Alaska. Of course, if the sun actually did rise in the west, that would mean the Earth is spinning backwards and we'd all fly into space. But then Mormons were never big on science. But what Mitt was getting at is that the East Coast is where all the liberals with their bad ideas come from. You know, bad ideas like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, as opposed to the brilliant ideas that have come out of the West, like frontier justice and wearing cowboy boots with a suit. The ideas this nation was founded on came from the most cosmopolitan people of their day, the founding fathers who believed in science, who looked to Europe for wisdom, and who had no use for ignorant hicks like Bush and Palin. The truth is, as America moved west and got farther away from its birthing in Boston and Philadelphia, it became less American, not more. We keep hearing about small town values, you know, like shooting wolves from an airplane or forcing your daughter into a doomed loveless marriage. Cities are about diversity of thought. Small towns are about, well, crystal meth. And last year, police found 42 meth labs in Sarah Palin's home county. Drug addiction is a terrible thing, but apparently it beats living in Wasilla sober.
Ooh.
does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was L'Atelier Toss by Gene's Team and Brulee and Gypsy Threat, both by Ratatat, both from their LP3 album. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or leave public comments on thesoundsofmyhead.com. Tune in again in 2 weeks on September 29th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.